So there were peaks in action, I would say. The first year in particular is characterized by a huge amount of movement up and down the peninsula. The city of Seoul changes hands on multiple occasions. And it had all begun on the 25th of June 1950 when North Korea invaded South Korea, and the newly formed UN, the United Nations, their Security Council pledges support to South Korea. And a UN force is put together, the largest group of which is the Americans, the US Army. But troops from all over the world get involved as well. And initially, they're quite successful, the UN force, in repelling the North Korean advance. But China enters the war in October 1950, and that pushes the UN advance all the way back down the peninsula, eventually back down to the southeast corner, in modern day Busan. And the real peak of action comes in 1951. So China's pushed back the initial UN advance and launches a massive spring offensive in the spring of 1951. And the British get caught up in this massive advance and begin to retreat back down the peninsula. And probably the most famous action at that point is the Battle of the Imjin River, which takes place on St. George's Day in April 1951. So that's the sort of 1950 to 1951 is when the peak of the action really is. After that, it settles down a bit more. There are some battles, there are some really quite violent skirmishes between the two, but there's more patrolling around the front line. There are even trenches around the front line area. So after that initial period of movement, things settle down to being a more static war for the remaining years of the war.